So, Laura, what was the most difficult thing that happened to you abroad?
So it was like my first week in Florence, and we were all getting ready for like our first weekend trip away. And I kind of been thinking about like my passport and realized I was like, I don't really know the last time I saw that, but I was like putting it off because I was like stressed out about it. So then it was like 3 days before we were going to Barcelona, and I started looking like within my papers for it and realized that it was literally gone. And I like tore the whole apartment apart, and I asked all my friends to look for it too, and like nobody had it. So I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm not gonna be able to go to Barcelona. I had already bought my plane ticket, like made plans and all of that. So I went to like the heads of our program and kind of told them what happened. And I was like, what am I supposed to do? And kind of was expecting them to just like figure it all out for me and that they could just like somehow get me a new passport because I was like so overwhelmed and I was so new to abroad because it was so early on. But they're just like, oh yeah, like that sucks. You're gonna have to go to the embassy and get a new one. And I was like, okay. And like that was all they told me. So I didn't even know like what I was doing. So I went home and I had to look up like where the embassy was. And I ended up having to skip like my first class of abroad because I needed to go like as soon as possible to the embassy. So I didn't have like data on my phone to look things up. So I had to like download the directions prior to leaving the Wi-Fi of my apartment. And so it was like a 20-minute walk. And so I'm just kind of wandering alone. None of my friends could go with me because they all also had class. So I was just like wandering, looking at these directions. And something in Florence is like some of the roads have street signs on them, but some of them don't. Like it's not like America where like everything is clearly marked. So I was just kind of wandering. And it was so hot. It was like the hottest day ever. It was because it was like still September. And I was like sweating and I couldn't find it. And so I ended up just going up to this like policewoman and I was like, and like held up my phone and was like, do you know where the embassy is? And she was like, yeah, it's like right here. And I like turned and I was literally have been circling it for like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I went in. And I had to like sit in this waiting room, and it was all of these Italian people, and everyone was like looking at me, and it was really awkward. And then they like called my name, and I went up, and they just kind of took my picture, and it cost like 500 euro or something like that to get an emergency passport. And so they just printed it like right away and gave it to me, and it ended up being fine. It was weird because I lost my student visa because that's like inside your passport, and I was asking them about it and they like didn't even know what I was talking about when I was saying like, what about my visa? So I went the entire rest of abroad with no student visa. But like it clearly it worked out. I was like let back into America.
Yeah. So do you think that like if this happened maybe later to abroad, do you think you would have handled it any different than you would have in the beginning of abroad?
I think I would have been a lot less stressed out about it and like anxious about it because I would have already navigated the city more, whereas this was kind of my first experience navigating the city. But I kind of liked that it happened in the beginning because it gave me the confidence that I kind of needed to like late for like later challenges to face those because I knew that I could like do things like that on my own.